of my conscience, coming to an understanding of myself. Clear out all the old cobwebs, clean out the old books from the shelf. Well, this song's inspired by a good man, it's true. Doing good for others, sing Amazing Grace to you, yeah. It doesn't really matter if you're all jumbled up inside, as long as you know that love is endless and the world is wide. As long as you know.
October 15th, 2022. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Don Brown, coming to you live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios here at 217 Wisconsin Avenue in the NAMI building, right around the corner from Theodora Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw, and more on that later. Stay tuned. But today, on this beautiful Saturday, I have a special guest. His company was a sponsor of the Black Shirt Football radio broadcast, and still Black Shirt Strong, and has a wonderful business concept over there not far off of Sunset Road, not far from the high school, called iCombat Waukesha, a laser tag experience. Waukesha, please say hello to Jeremy Watson. And Jeremy's brought a special guest, one of his best players, a gentleman who we're going to go by his game name, Woodland. So say hello, guys.
Hey, good morning,
good morning, everybody.
All right. So tell us about laser tag.
I guess kind of the history I got into it. So it's a tactical laser tag experience. We tell our players and we tell customers, it's think of Call of Duty in real life. There's not a stat we don't track. You know, we track your KDR, your kills per minute, your headshots, your body shots, your game time, your score, your accuracy. Your kill streaks. There's not really much we don't track. And inside of all that, every game has badges to win achievements. You can master iCombat by being a master of all the games. There's a challenge system where you can play on harder levels to get more achievements. There's campaign badges to play other fields because there's fields all across the world. So you're literally playing on a worldwide leaderboard. That's kind of the basic. We tell people Call of Duty in real life because you're running around. It's over 12,000 square foot field. We have 15,000 square foot building, but the field it's a mini city built out inside. And our field name is Battlefield Baghdad.
Battlefield Baghdad. Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And now, how'd you get into this, Jeremy?
So I actually, when I first came to Wisconsin, I was here by myself. I didn't have much going on. I was waiting to see if we were going to actually make the move to Wisconsin. And I was driving down Sunset, and I'm like, tactical laser tag. I'm like, what is that? And I'm like, I like guns. Let's go see what that is. And I went in there, and the original guns were really cool. M4 simulated guns. You had to take the mag out, put the mag out when you ran out of ammo. They're CO2 operated, and it was something I had learned and I had trained a long time with. So I was like, this is fun. And so I just became hooked after that. It was just, I played and played and played. And
you liked it so much you bought the company, right?
Pretty much is what happens. I initially had tried to, I looked at going, I'm actually from Southern California. Don't hold that against me, everybody. I actually looked at trying to open one in California, and I couldn't come up with the funding. It's just, it's not cheap to open up a field. And it just kind of died off. And then a few years ago, end of 2019, the company reached out to me, one of the owners, and he said, we got an idea. They were corporate owned stores. A couple of them were corporate owned, and they weren't doing so well as corporate. Sure. They need to be owner operated.
Yeah.
And he reached out to me. I put together a group, and we were able to buy it. And now it's down to just two owners. We took over January 1st, 2020. It was operating in the red, and we were able to, of course, we bought 2021, January 1st, 2020, shut our doors March 13th.
Wow.
So here I was going, what did I just do?
Yeah.
All our family money, we're tied up into this. We had no idea what was going to happen. So, but luckily we made it through it. My partner and I, we have the two owners now. Sure. And we think we put together a very good experience for our customers. And, you know, we're not perfect. Like, we never claim to be, but we do our best. We take Google reviews very seriously. Like, I'll lose sleep if I get a bad Google review. Willen can attest. If he writes in a survey, because you get a survey at the end of your session, if there's a comment in there, we take it to heart and we do our best to try and fix it as best That's we cool. can. And we know we're not perfect, and we hope people always understand that, but we think we provide a very fun place for people to come and play and have a good time. And we got a lot of people. Willen was in there doing homework last night, hanging out, waiting to see if he was going to play.
I love it.
So there are several people who come in, they'll play a game, they'll order food, sit upstairs, watch people play, go back to playing again. So
now I have to ask before we get to Willen, how did you guys survive COVID? Was it through the virtual offering?
Well, the only reason we survived, obviously in starting up a business, you have to have some operating capital put aside. But was our landlord. Our landlord gave us a pretty decent rent reduction. Had it not been for that, there's no way we survived.
Wow, that's very cool.
And I think he understood that too, because the amount of money it would take to tear down the field, nobody was going to be renting a building for a while.
And then find a new tenant, yeah.
So he's a smart business guy, and he worked with us, and he knew what was going to happen if he didn't do something. So
I love it.
Yeah, that was the only way. That was literally the only way. And then when we reopened, because we were so big with the way Wisconsin set their restrictions of so many people per square foot,
sure,
we had no problem abiding by that just because how big the facility was.
Yeah. So now, Woodland is his gamer name. He's got another name his parents gave him when he was born. What is your tag name again?
So mine is Sixes and Sevens.
And you're telling me it's British, right?
So it's a British slang term. It means wild, crazy, spontaneous, unpredictable.
Love it. So all right.
I just heard it one time and I was like, I kind of looked it up to see if that was really what it meant. Okay. Like, this is kind of funny. So I just went with it.
And so how'd you come up with Woodland?
All right. So my first name is Joseph. My last name is Woodland.
Okay. So sure. Hey, why not? But that's a cool name. Like,
killer.
Even my mother doesn't call me Joseph, right? Yeah. I'm Woodland. Yeah.
But he's got the killer of the criers. He's got some funny names. What else have you used?
I have a mixture of Sixes and Sevens, Snipers, 17, a mixture of like really good players.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. To like just commemorate their work.
Oh, neat. That's pretty
cool. There's some guys that come with some really funny ones. Then you get guys who get mad and they'll change their name to be, I don't say anti-playerish or rebrand or something, or derogatory. And okay. So like we have to go in and change it. But
okay. Yeah. So you were mentioning before the show started that a lot of these players have different professional backgrounds. Mm-hmm. And Woodland, you're an educator.
Yep. That's true. So I'm a school administrator.
Wow, just like my wife. Yep. You guys ought to meet. Neat. And is it Milwaukee Prep? I heard you're
at Milwaukee College Prep. Fantastic. I've worked with middle school students. A lot of my students have actually come out to the laser tag facility.
Oh, neat. Yep. You've organized like field trips or is it just kind of spontaneous?
So that's the goal. That's the goal, to get some field trips. I had some staff outings there back in the years, and we're looking to do one up and coming. So, Jeremy, I got to talk to you about that.
So, Jeremy, we might be able to find some recruits for the Waukesha South football program, right?
Yeah.
There we go. So, as I mentioned, iCombat Waukesha is a Blackshirt football radio broadcast sponsor. Mm-hmm. Jeremy's also a South football dad. His son Matthew was on the JV team. Mm-hmm. And we spoke about this whole forfeit continues in the news. There was a big thing about it on 11:30 yesterday. And it was well done because we had some South parents come in. But you had responded to something on social media. And it seems like anyone that was opposed to the team's decision to forfeit has no connection to South football, no connection to South mm-hmm. Nation, no connection to Waukesha. And you'd chimed in on that. You'd spoken out on social media and really, you said, slammed some of these people, right?
Yeah. The older I've gotten, and now especially being a small business owner, you have to be very careful what you say anywhere. And it just kind of, I a lot of times I'll be on social media, I start typing something, I'm like, I'll just delete it. It's just not worth the hassle that it's going to cause. But this particular person made a comment that just really, really irked me because she had no idea what she was talking about.
Right.
It was an ignorant comment.
Yeah.
And so I wrote my small paragraph and let it be. And man, the amount of parents that just came behind that, supporting it, liking it, you know, just, and I'm, I try to do my research when I do some things, and yeah. she wasn't even from the area. I'm like, yeah. why are you even commenting on
exactly.
this? You have no idea what's yeah. going on with their school.
Stay in your lane.
Yeah.
But, you know, not only that, I wanted to make a point because you have military experience. You're in the mm-hmm. Army. You have combat experience. And we talked about this before the show, and Jeremy gave me approval to ask this and discuss this. Mm-hmm. In a situation that you guys were overmanned, either casualties or, you know, suddenly, mm-hmm. like, there's just no way you can continue to battle without losing more play. And also mm-hmm. in affecting long-term opportunities, retreating is not cowardice. It's not the wrong, it's not the weak thing to do or the wrong thing to do. And to bring this analogy back to football, we're talking about the health and safety, not only of freshmen and sophomores that just aren't qualified, don't have the size or the experience to play varsity football, but also those juniors and seniors that are kind of left, you know, holding the thing together. Mm-hmm. There's a health and safety issue that has to come first.
Oh yeah. Definitely. And it's luckily I was never in a position where I had to retreat. I always had a good force, and my combat experience came more as a contractor. When I was in,
sure.
When I was in, I did Bosnia, and you know,
okay.
Hillary did not get shot at. Let me just say that I was there. So throw that out
yeah.
there. But, as a contractor, luckily I had a lot more forces behind me, but there are times when guys get pinned down and they've got to get out of certain areas. And yeah, it's you want to save yourself, you want to save your group, you want to get the hell out of there and come back to fight another day.
Yes.
And yeah, I wasn't happy that the coaches made that, and Matthew was explaining to me all along what they were doing,
yeah.
how they were having meetings, how they were talking about it. And yeah, I mean, we don't have the best football team and the program. We have a lot of really good kids giving it their all for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
And I want them to come back next year and give them their all again instead of not being able to come back or get injured. Like, yeah, I don't want to do this again.
Well, we're just going to have to organize more events at iCombat Waukesha. Get those kids yeah. engaged.
Get them some more.
Make it a
get them more cardio built
make
up.
It a perk too. Yeah. You know, like, hey, you, so well, that's terrific. We're about to go to break, but please stick around. We have more to talk about with iCombat Waukesha, including some special events they have coming up for Halloween. So this week in Waukesha continues. Talk about it. This Week in Waukesha continues with Jeremy Watson of iCombat Waukesha and one of his elite players goes by Woodland, but full name Joseph Woodland. Mm-hmm. And you're going to tell us a scary story about Joseph. Before you do, tell us what's going on Halloween.
Yeah, so this year we so every year we do some sort of a Halloween themed sessions. This year we're doing two weekends, 21st, 22nd, 28th, 29th, is Carnival Madness.
Nice.
So we're switching up. It's basically killer clowns.
Okay.
And for all the people that say, I hate clowns, I can't stand the clowns, come shoot them.
Yeah.
Shoot them in the head. Kill them. It's that's my whole point for it, is like, hey, I don't like clowns either.
And, yeah.
Get rid of them. Kill them. They're super fun. There's never any physical contact. It's they just try and scare you, just like, you know, haunted house type situation.
Sure.
But they're very fun sessions. They're hilarious. Woodland's at most of them, and he will make it very entertaining because he's very vocal. It's hilarious to play with Woodland regular, then when you get him in a scary situation.
Sure.
Last year we had a Michael Myers character, and there's a special spot Woodland was playing. You tell him, Woodland.
Oh, okay, so I love playing on the steps. So if you ever are on the opposing team and you're walking past the steps and I see you, you're probably going to have to respawn.
Right. I love it.
So I'm on the steps, watching for people walking across, and one of the employees, pulls on the Michael Myers mask. I don't have 360 vision when I'm watching the steps.
Okay.
So they come behind me and they like jump scare me and I just like freeze. And then I turn around and start like yelling.
It was hilarious. We've got it on video. It's hilarious.
I need to. Yeah. The video is out. It's out there on YouTube somewhere. But yeah, please don't ever scare me.
And it was because the employee that did it had a good size build to him. So it looked like a good Michael Myers replica coming up behind him. It was done really good.
Is So individuals can come and play. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily need teams or groups, but you do attract some numbers like that, right?
Yeah, it's always a variance. We have several. We call them our elite players or regulars, as we call them. Elite member is a membership we offer, but the regulars, most of them will come in individually. Very few of them come in with a buddy. We have a couple of new players, Big Poppy and Pickle Rick. They're good friends. They're all good friends. They come in a good group usually together. Yeah. But in general, most of the regulars come in by themselves. Yeah. For a while I was bringing both of my boys. My wife was playing.
That's going to be a great feeling. It's like kind of like being a bar owner. You got your regulars that come in every day and, they pay the electric bill, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's great. Yep. So, but you'll have like corporate events.
Yeah. So we do a lot of, this time of year, we actually start getting those calls for the Christmas parties, or the holiday parties, if you don't know a Christmas person.
Yeah. Yeah.
we do several birthday parties are just going crazy right now. I've got one kid. We've seen him in the last couple months. We've seen him at 4 birthdays.
Wow.
I'm like, how am I seeing
him? Is he a birthday party crasher? Like,
I don't know. We just recognized him. Like, hey, you were here a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
He's this big man on campus. Everyone wants him to go to his birthday.
I guess, man. It was hilarious that we actually started recognizing kids from birthdays. I actually told my partner about this last night. Last week, I booked a party for a lady. And she's like, you know, I wanted to just tell you, I put out a message on my Facebook group, where should I have my kids party? And overwhelmingly, the families came back with iCombat.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, where is this? I want to see it. And she's like, no, I put it on my page.
Couldn't ask
for
better advertising.
But it was just the fact that, you know, hearing that was amazing. And like I said, Gilly and I, old man Gilly is my partner's player names. We call him Gilly.
Gilly.
And we take those things very seriously. And that's awesome to hear when you got, you know, a lot of families just saying, we had a great experience. We recommend having your party there. And so, yeah.
Yeah. So what are your hours normally?
So our normal hours are Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday is our normal public hours. We can do private sessions pretty much any time during the week or before those.
Sure.
Normal playtime starts at 6 on Thursday and Friday. There's 3 sessions. There are 90-minute sessions. There's 3 Thursday, 4 Friday. And then you start 1:30 on Saturday and Sunday. And our last session goes in at 10:30 on Sunday nights. Or Saturday nights, I'm sorry. And then we can do...
Starts at 10:30 and then goes till midnight?
It's basically midnight. Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. And then we've done midnight private before. You'll get a group of teenagers.
Nice. Okay.
Sometimes bachelor parties will come in and do it. It's the fun ones when you get the bachelor, bachelorette parties combined. Yeah. Those are good times. Yeah.
Is there a hospitality component? Do you offer
adult
beverages? And
so we do have just canned drinks, canned, you know, like local IPAs, regular beer, Mike's, Mike's lemonade, those kind of things. Sodas, water, chips, cookies, snacks. No, we don't have any pizza, burgers, unfortunately. The layout of the building right now doesn't allow for us to kind of we could do it, but it'd be very very big cost.
Sure.
So a lot of people, one of our employees, Tom, yep. he probably DoorDash probably pays their light bill off of his orders nightly. He orders food all the time.
That's fantastic.
But a lot of people order DoorDash, Uber Eats.
Sure.
A lot of people bring food in like that.
So those guys love you.
Somebody.
Right. Yeah.
Well, maybe the guy's ordering, not me, but yeah.
Yeah. So, but I mean, Uber Eats and DoorDash, they don't mind having to come there a lot because now like everyone knows where it is and you're getting a lot of business. They're getting a lot of business through you.
Yeah.
So that's good. I hope they're giving you a little kicker there. You know?
I wish.
But, so it actually could be a good date night thing then.
It's funny. We actually did a promotion a couple of years ago. I think because Woodland actually used to work there years ago.
Yep.
Okay. Before we purchased it, and they had tried a whole date night, Friday night date night thing, and it never seems we did it once, and there's not a lot of. I don't know if it's the way we market it. I mean, we follow the same marketing strategy we do with everything else, and it doesn't seem to attract the couples like that. I mean, we do get a lot of couples come in for dates, and sometimes you get these amazing couples, and they do awesome, and they have a good time, and then other times, one of them doesn't want to be there.
You do the True Lies experience, you know? I figure, too,
I tell that, so when we have another husband and wife, they come in. And they're great. They play all the time. But we always tell them, I tell them when they're new, I'm like, well, put it this way. Do you want to sleep on the couch tonight or do you want to sleep in your bed tonight? And then that's how we decide which side to put, which team to put them on.
Yeah. And then the wife ends up on the couch because she ends up liking it more than
actually Brenda. Right? No, I think
she does really well.
That's
really
what I mean. Like, she does so well. The husband's pissed at her.
Yeah, exactly. That was always I think because my wife was the number
one. Guys
one.
Don't take their wives golfing. You know, they're going to be better at it.
My wife was the number one woman player for a long time, and if we were on the wrong team, I was. If we were on opposite teams, I was on the couch for a couple times. So it wasn't good.
Yeah. I shot you on the ankle, honey. I could have just, went right through your head. Yeah. But, oh, wow. That's neat. So now, because Woodland, you bring some students in. Mm-hmm. And how are we doing on time again, Calvin? Is it 1 minute or two? Oh, we're still running low. But we'll continue discussion when we come back. But is this also a good outlet for kids?
Yep.
That loud frustrations and other, any kind of violent inclinations, this is a great outlet.
Yeah. We think about just guns and stuff, but I feel like this is like a team building. It's lasers. The kids, they identify with that.
Sure.
And it's really great, like a stress relief for students.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great. Yeah. All right. Hey, more on This Week in Waukesha with iCombat Waukesha, Jeremy Watson, and star player Woodland. This Week in Waukesha continues. Don't go away. This Week in Waukesha, you're listening to my dearly departed friend David Bowie with Suffragette City, and speaking of which, Kristen Hansen will be coming in shortly to talk about the upcoming midterm elections and what you should and can do, what you can and should do to rock the vote and make sure your vote is counted. A lot of different options in the time that we have left before the November 8th election, and Kristen's gonna be in soon before Jim Sandel comes on with Morning Cannolis, and she's gonna give you some different options on voting. We're hoping to have her on sooner. She had some health issues to attend to, so couldn't, she called in for briefly last week, which was helpful. So, but she's gonna talk more about what you can do today. But back to our friends here with iCombat Waukesha. We finished the last segment with Woodland as an educator talking about how this is a great outlet for the kids, a great stress reliever. And during the break, Jeremy and Woodland mentioned that a lot of great friendships, including relationships, courtships, marriages, and just great pals have been formed through iCombat Waukesha, through laser tag. Talk about that.
Why don't you can start with
them. So I've been at iCombat for about 9 years, and there's a lot of like really deep friendships have formed from there. Mac 20 or O2 Cam, he has two accounts.
Do you live in Waukesha?
I actually live in Milwaukee.
Nice. So you come all the way to Waukesha. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Every Thursday.
This is like a club for you.
Yes.
Neat.
So I'm not big into sports, but this is my sport. So
sure.
I'm amazing at this sport.
But you have to have some, athletic ability, endurance, and also being able to, think quickly on your toes.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
So if you stumble into a pickup football game, you might surprise yourself, right?
I might.
And others.
I might.
So, all right.
Yeah. Perfect. Every time I'm there, I put on my workout app and look how many calories I burn. Over 1,000. It's actually over 1,000.
So, Steph, I always tell people, if you don't come off the field sweating, you didn't play the game.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Okay. Yeah. So. Yeah.
But then one of the, it's funny because there's other fields across the world, and there's a lot of us have traveled together and played other fields.
Yeah. That's kind of
cool. The first weekend in November, there's a tournament in Louisiana that there's actually 14 people from our field going.
Wow.
To do it. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. That's actually kind of cool.
And what kind of field is the one in Louisiana?
It's a similar kind of field to ours.
Like
it's
Baghdad
it's more of just a small. I don't want to say small. It's 9,000 square feet, I think.
Okay.
He's got a close quarters rooms, halls, things like that. Yeah. So it's got two stories like ours, but it's just a different layout. So it'll be fun to go and play on a different field.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But the whole friendships, and like we've been to weddings from people that we've grown to know there.
Do you break out into laser tag?
We tried
during the reception. Like,
you guys are on that side. Yeah. But one of our other players, one of our big players, Aravan, his kids and my kids have became friends over the years for a while. We used to do family things. Yeah. And you end up we invite our players to come and do stuff with us. Yeah. I mean, that's how much we cherish our players is. And we want their input for things. We do these things called beta sessions. Like, hey, we're going to try this. what do you guys think?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So we take a lot of input from our players and our customers.
Yeah. Family vacations. I've been on a few, bunch of family vacations.
Where laser tag's the main component or the number one attraction. Neat. Yeah. What are some of the places around the country that are like a great, like you have to go here? Oh, okay.
So I've been to
what is the Dells of laser tag?
I've been to Dubai. So there's
Dubai United Arab Emirates.
Yep. So
crazy.
There's a field there. They actually have two fields. One is like a small city, has police cars, ambulances, and a lot of different like field adjustments. But that one was really cool.
I'm going to that field at some point. That's the one. That's the one on my bucket list. Ones. I want to do that one. Wow. I've been to Dubai a couple times, but that was years ago. And so,
Dubai, how long of a flight is that?
About 12 hours.
No. Yeah, if you can.
But that's the passion you have for it. That's
yeah.
Well, he did some other traveling.
Sure.
Too. This is the first time you rode a jet ski, wasn't it?
The second or third time.
I mean, it wasn't like you just went back to the hotel room after laser tag, but the fact that it was an attraction for you, that's really neat. Yeah. What about here in the region?
Michigan's the next closest one. Michigan and O'Fallon, Missouri. There's two good fields.
Okay.
Michigan plays I say it plays as a speedball paintball field because it's really wide open.
Yeah.
It's got some really cool props and stuff. They're a little bit bigger field than us, but their field is laid out way different than ours.
Okay.
The owner over there, Kim, is super nice. They're really good people. O'Fallon is a really tight, compact rectangle with two stories.
Okay.
Lots of props on the field. But that's a fun field too. So those are the, and then the next closest one is Kansas City, Missouri. Theirs is kind of different because it's in the old train, the historic train station.
Oh, wow.
Very cool. In the top level of that.
That I would be really into coming from a railroad family.
Yeah.
Oh, that's neat. So, what about for our kids, the benefit, how old do you have to be to?
So we recommend, we don't have it written in stone, but we recommend 13 years old, 54 inches for the public sessions.
Great.
But we understand, you know, that whole 10 to 13 year old range is kind of that weird range. There's some really big 10 year olds and there's some really small 13 year olds.
And if the maturity level's there,
that's a big part of it too, is the maturity of like, you know, can they hold the gun? Can they get around? That's the biggest piece. As long as they're comfortable holding the gun and they can move around. We had families show up with some 9, 8, 9 year olds that just bought a ticket somewhere else or just booked online.
Sure.
And they walk in the door and we're like, ugh.
So there's no phenomenon with these kids with fake IDs trying to get in that.
Not really.
That
hasn't been a problem yet. Not yet.
As the popularity rises.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I've known to have like the kids on my team and they're like really good. I think my background as an educator, like helping them to go through the objectives.
Yeah.
Like we work really well together.
Yeah. When Willen is on a team and we kind of have the same philosophy because I want to win.
Yeah.
I'm not just there for myself. I want to win the game, get more points when you win. So we always, both of us, when we're on our teams, like when I'm about leading our team leading, I'll watch Will and he connects with the team. Guys, look, if we do, you guys do this, you guys do that. And I'm the same way. It's like, hey, we got to split up. We got to work as a team if we're going to win. If you guys don't want to win, you're going to all go home and still be alive, but you went home with a loser. And
Oh, that's neat.
I don't say in those words, but no, we do try. And there are several regulars who just want to make it a good time and get the wins and just want everybody to have a good time because there's no eye combat if. Yeah, the regulars pay the light bill, but we still got a bunch of other bills to pay. And so the more we can make it a good experience for people the first time there, they're more likely to come back and have the good talk.
So even though you've got like an established simulated city, there's opportunities for continuous improvement or expansion.
So we actually we change the field up either weekly or biweekly depending.
Okay, so it is
The core infrastructure.
How do you trip up Woodland, right?
That's and it's everybody because you can close
holes
windows
in the steps or what, you know.
Yeah, because we change, you know, we can move there's a lot of the props we move around, windows are closed, doors are closed. So we change things up. So it's not the same thing.
Yeah.
Because if it was the same thing every week, people would start to kind of tire out.
Yeah. And you mentioned too, you're not just competing with people that are there on site, but also people that are participating.
Right. If you want to compete on the worldwide leaderboard, you can start seeing, we run the 30-day worldwide leaderboard in the lobby so people see where they are just in the last 30 days. And
are there players that play professionally?
So it hasn't reached that level yet. The original owners and builders of the iCombats, they wanted to get to that level. So we actually, they had tournaments. They had a couple of televised tournaments. I actually won the first one. It was in Madison when there was a Madison field, when they first broadcast it.
Okay.
But that's this whole thing with our group going to Louisiana. The intent and work we've created this owners group that we want this to be a moving tournament.
Yeah.
And we want people to get to that level. And some, we had our last tournament, we had North Carolina players, we had New Jersey players, Missouri players. Yeah. Can't get the Michigan guys to show up. I think they're scared.
But. Yeah. But whatever we can do to get these people to come to Wisconsin and, you know, spend some money here in the show.
Well, and they do. It's like if you get, you know, you have six people coming from each one, they're getting a hotel room, they're spending food, they're doing Uber.
That's fantastic. You know. So, yeah, whatever we can do to help with that, you know, here at the show and make that a bigger thing, because I think it's really fun. So. Yeah. Terrific. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the Waukesha South Esports defending champion, state champion team. They were here during Waukesha Unlocked to do a demo. And thanks again for it. We've had them on the show before.
We actually, one of the guys, CJ, actually plays.
He plays CJ's at a field.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
Yeah.
He is, we have a Point Gremlins podcast where everybody talks and everything. Discord, not podcast.
Yeah.
There was a podcast for a while. But CJ runs a weather channel in the Discord for all of the Waukesha players, so he's in there keeping everybody safe when this last storm came through the other day. It was kind of funny. So the esports team, there's a couple of them coming in play. CJ's one of them. So
so James Santel just walked in. Morning Canolis is coming on next, so don't forget. So and then now's a good time to mention too, next weekend we have Waukesha South varsity football coach Darnell Wiltz is the guest. It's a pre-recorded show, and he's talking about the future of Waukesha South football and a lot of bright prospects on the horizon, especially with the amazing growth of their youth football program. So tune in for that. And then on the 29th, you know, in addition to what our friends are here doing at iCombat, another alternative is, did you know Waukesha has ghost walks? So Josh Hughes of Waukesha Ghost Walks is my guest, and that was also a recorded show on Saturday, October 29th. I'll be in El Paso, Texas that day. Or flying back, I should say, some business travel. But those are must-attend shows for this week in Waukesha, so I highly encourage you to check out them both. Waukesha has a really interesting paranormal history. Mm-hmm. As well as some UFO type of stuff that Josh covers in his tours. But enough about him. Back to the guys at iCombat and all the tours of duty they do each day. They're open. So are you open on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday? Or just for private events?
Usually,
But you get card fills up fairly quickly?
For the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays? No, the not so much. And this time of year, they'll start getting the holiday parties, like I was mentioning, the corporate team buildings. Those will start coming in on those weekdays. But normally the biggest deal for privates are the Saturday, Sunday mornings. Sometimes people like to do getting off of work Thursday, Friday. So they'll do like a 3 or 4 o'clock, and then they order in food and stuff like that. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And that helps you grow more business too.
That's the plan. We've actually had,
tell their co-suppliers about it or their clients.
Well, we've also gotten several players from those events. So like, hey, my company I didn't even know this place existed. So my company had an event here.
Yeah.
And then we came in and they just start playing.
1023 Spring City Drive, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So fantastic. Yeah. So, well, terrific. That's great. And, you know, I want to mention, too, Jeremy has to cut out a couple minutes early because he's got his son's cross-country meet. So the younger son, Matthew's in the JV football program itself. Mm-hmm. Older son, Zachary's, has two meets left.
He's one of the captains of the cross-country team.
South cross-country team. And, that's exciting. So, you know, great dad, still doing all the family things. And then he'll be back at the... At iCombat by like 3 or 4, right? To do the night
I'll
or sooner.
I'll be up there this afternoon, for sure.
So, there's got to be a lot of setup involved, I imagine, more than people would think.
It's funny, during the day, it takes us about a half hour to get the field ready to go for the day activities. We will, after this weekend, next week, we set up for the Carnival Madness. So, talking about the ghost walk thing, the Carnival Madness, it's a blast. It's something new we're doing this year. We want to see how loud we can make Woodland scream this year.
I love it, yeah.
It'll be a good time.
Gotta see that video. So, and as promised, I want to have you back on the show, especially to talk about some of your holiday promotions. Mm-hmm. And if everything falls into place, I want to have you on the same show as new county legislator, former alderman, my predecessor, and also a retired serviceman like yourself, Terry Thieme. Mm-hmm. I think you guys would really hit it off. So look for that on the schedule. Okay. And
I'd love to.
Yeah. And guys, I'm really glad you came on. Jeremy Watson of iCombat, Joseph Woodland, star elite iCombat player. Check these guys out. iCombatWaukesha.com is the site. And I know Johnny Watermelon and I were talking about we're going to go do a day over there, maybe even get the wives out, make it a date night. So
Let me know when he's ready to come.
Sounds great. Yep. Gentlemen, thanks again.
Enjoy
the rest of your weekend. This week in Waukesha continues. Kristen Hansen is next to talk about what you can and should do to rock the vote at the midterm elections. So don't go away. This week in Waukesha, and I'm very pleased to have back on Kristen Hansen to let us know.
Good morning, Don.
Good morning. Great to see you.
I got up early on a Saturday for this.
I know, and now you can really see, really carpe diem, you know. Beautiful, sunshiny day, and hey, even though we're not at the farmer's market is still going on for the next couple weeks, and it's one of my favorite times to go, because obviously the harvest, there's so many great things in addition to pumpkins and gourds and stuff, you know, for the house for Halloween.
Yeah.
So check that out. And but also, let's make a plan for voting.
Yes.
I made the mistake of going to City Hall yesterday thinking I could vote early. And, Gina was there. And like, Don, you did this last time. 25th. So help me, Kristen. Help Waukesha. What do we do to vote early or to do?
I'm going to do this in like chronological order.
Please. Thank you.
So first of all, next Wednesday, October 19th at midnight, is the last chance to register to vote or change your registration online.
Okay.
So if anybody needs to update their address, or they got married, they need to change their name, or they need to register. If you have a young person in the house, needs to register to vote. Next Wednesday is the last day to do that.
And I want to cut my oldest daughter's back in town, so I want to get her to register to vote.
Yep.
And the reason she came back in real quick is her boyfriend, Waukesha North, played their last game of the season. They beat the playoff bound Greenfield team. I forgot their nickname. 28-10. Wonderful game. Really neat little tradition that they had. The coach had the seniors walking the entire length of the field at the end of the game. It was a very moving moment. Congrats to the North Stars. Many of South Nation were there to support, because that was supposed to be the big North-South game, but they couldn't happen. So I just had to mention that, had to throw that in there. And I know Jordan's not listening. She's probably still asleep. But Melissa, make sure we get Jordan to register to vote, and all these other young people.
Yeah.
You know, your vote counts more than any, need
to
more
get,
than ever.
If they don't drive and they need to get an ID, if they need that ID to vote with, it's free.
Yes.
Go to the DMV. It'll be free.
Nice.
And the DMVs also have kiosks now. I know most, if not all of them, have a kiosk with the myvote.wi.gov website on it. So you can get your ID and then...
Could you repeat that URL again, Kristen?
Myvote.wi.gov, G-O-V.
Fantastic. Thank you.
That is, write that down. Every single thing you need to know how to vote in Wisconsin is on that website. It's amazing. So that's the first deadline I want everyone to know about. And then October 25th, so the Tuesday, exactly 2 weeks before the election, is when early voting starts. In the city of Waukesha, it's at the clerk's office.
Okay.
Regular hours, like 8 to 4:30. But then on that last Friday, she stays open until 5.
Okay.
So people can pop in an early vote. It's a little bit different in every municipality. So if you're in the village of Waukesha, is that what it's called now? Town? Whatever it is.
The breakaway republic of the village of Waukesha is what I call it. Yeah.
Or Brooke, wherever you are, check your clerk's website for the hours that they're doing early voting. So, and then of course, you can still apply for an absentee ballot. They come really fast. So you can get one in the mail. Fill it out. Make sure your witness fills in their entire address like you would address an envelope.
Sure.
You know, street address, city, state, zip. And remember, we don't have drop boxes anymore, but you can bring it back to the clerk and just drop it off and walk away.
Yep.
You can bring it to your polling place, drop it off and walk away.
Sure.
You can obviously use the U.S. mail. So that's still super easy. Like I said, vote early. You got 2 whole weeks almost to vote early. Do it. I mean, if you can make those hours at the clerk, then you don't have to worry about November 8th. Are you going to not feel good that day? Is the weather going to be crappy?
Yeah.
Just take the opportunity to vote early.
Yep.
But then, of course, on November 8th, the polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And you can check your polling place also on myvote.wi.gov.
Love it. And here in the Suffragette City, the home of Theodore Yeomans.
Yes.
Was almost the singular reason Wisconsin was the first state to ratify the 19th Amendment.
I would believe it.
It kills me. I've had many constituents call me when I was alderman. Women, too. Not to, you know, single, but that literally told me over the phone that they didn't vote. But they had all these complaints about what was going on in the neighborhood.
That's why we started Blue Sky Waukesha.
Yeah, and that's just, it's unconscionable to me. Male or female, this is your right. It's your privilege.
Yes.
A lot of blood was spilled by women in addition to men for this right. Please take advantage of that.
We are only a democracy as long as people vote.
Yes.
We have to continue to vote. And in Wisconsin, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, this is going to be a pretty much 50-50 election. Every vote counts. Don't worry about where you live. I live in a red city or a red county or what. None of that matters.
Yeah.
Every single vote counts. Although I will say one thing. There's a woman named Joan, I think, Beglinger, who's running, who is on the ballot for governor. She's not running anymore. So don't waste your vote on her.
And you're not allowed to come back and change your vote, and that's like you could during the primaries,
correct? Well, now that decision's been stayed.
Okay.
So I guess you can. But it's still just, you know. Just be careful. Everybody else is fine. Everyone else is still on the ballot.
Sure.
You can look at your ballot ahead of time on MyVote. Just plug your address in.
Sure.
You can do all your research ahead of time. And in this election, you can bounce back and forth between parties. You don't have to stay in one party.
Sure.
So if you wanted to vote for, say, Tony Evers and Ron Johnson, you can do that.
Sure.
Or, you know, it doesn't matter.
Which may very well happen
what party,
for some people.
Right.
Yeah.
You can really vote for whoever you want individually.
Yep. Gone are the old days. Like in Chicago, you just vote straight ticket. I think maybe you could hear it one time, or straight party, I mean. But is Friday the 28th, and that Friday before the 8th election, will the city clerk's office be open an hour later?
Just half an hour, till 5 p.m.
Till 5 p.m.
That's what's on her website. Yeah,
so 4:30 most days, 5 o'clock. And that's my...
not on the 28th, on the November, whatever that is, the 3rd.
Oh, on the last
Friday before the election.
That's your last chance to vote early.
Correct.
And that's what I try to encourage people to do, because it's such, you know, what you're busy professional, busy parent, disabled senior, go to the city clerk's office on the 25th and after and take advantage
of that. Get a ballot a ballot mailed to you, and then you can pull up. There's a parking lot right there. Pop in the door. Give them your ballot. Pop back out. Literally. It would take 2 minutes.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is a busy time for you, as I know, Kristen. So what is your focus going to be in the next couple of weeks going into the election to get people to get the vote out?
Yeah. It really is just making sure everyone realizes how close this election is going to be. Mm-hmm. I think people don't realize Wisconsin elections are always... The statewide elections are always super close. I think something like the last 5 elections were decided by less than 1 percentage point.
Wow.
So don't feel like this is a foregone conclusion on anything.
Yeah.
You know, please get out there and vote. Research the candidates. A lot of people still have questions about specific policies of candidates. Mm-hmm. Try to find what you can on their websites or just by Googling their names. The League of Women Voters has a website called vote411.com. .org.
I love that. Love the League of Women Voters.
Yeah, and they have some candidate surveys up there. They have links to all their social media.
Yep.
Really do take, even if you take 20 minutes or a half an hour of your time to become an informed voter, it's worth it.
It sure is. And then after you vote, whether you're a female or not, come over to Theodore Yeoman's Park, get a selfie.
Raise a glass to
Theodore. Let people know you rocked the vote and that you count. And Kristen Hansen, thanks so much for joining us. Jim Santel's on next with Morning Cannolis. Check that show out. And check out Coach Wiltz next week on This Week in Waukesha. And enjoy the rest of your weekend. And please remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. Bye for now, and see ya!